poll, likely Florida voters tend to blame China for spread of coronavirus in U.S. by Hannah Blow on June 11, 2020. Likely Florida voters tend to blame China for the spread of the novel coronavirus in the United States, which resulted in months-long shutdowns nationwide, a Signal poll released Thursday revealed. The survey, conducted May 18 to 30, among 881 likely general election voters in Florida, asked respondents to assign blame for the spread of the virus in the U.S., providing a list of options. In your opinion, who is most responsible for the spread of COVID-19 to the United States? The survey asked. The largest group of respondents, 42.5%, chose the Chinese government. Another 27.2% assigned blame to President Donald Trump and his administration, while 6.7% blamed individuals who ignored social distancing policies. Over 5% blamed natural causes, and 4.7% selected the World Health Organization, the WHO. Less than 3% placed blame on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Congress, and state and local leaders. More than 80% of voters agree that the Chinese government covered up information related to the pandemic and that U.S. leaders should reduce our dependence on China. More than half support demanding that the Chinese government pay reparations for their role in the spread, and nearly half support canceling debt we owe them if they refuse to do so. While voters are split on whether they approve of Trump's handling of the coronavirus, more than half approve of his hardline stance against the Chinese government. Blaming the Chinese government is a rare occurrence of bipartisan agreement in today's heated political climate. A majority, 56.6%, also approve of Trump's hardline stance against the Chinese government, and more respondents trust Trump over Joe Biden. D. To protect American interests against China, 46.7% to the former vice president's 38.8%. The news comes as the president's progressive critics continue in their attempts to blame the president, who took decisive action by banning travel from mainland China in February, for the rapid spread of the virus. The survey also found respondents virtually split on approval of President Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, with 46% approving, 47.7% disapproving, and 5.8% neither approving nor disapproving. Additionally, the survey showed Biden and Trump statistically tied in a head-to-head matchup, with the former vice president leading Trump by 3 points, within the poll's 3.3% margin of error. President Trump hopes to repeat his 2016 victory in the Sunshine State in November and is resuming his MAGA rallies this month. While he is kicking off the grand return in Tulsa, Oklahoma, he is said to be planning rallies for Florida, North Carolina, Arizona, and Texas as well.